I am vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with meditation. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. Meditation, meditation, meditation. What glorious experiences we could have when we have meditations. A meditation is to think about something. To think about something that is beautiful, it's good, it's wonderful. To think about something that is exciting, that makes our life, oh, so wonderful and so magical and so uplifted. Meditation is when we give our heart over to whatever thoughts want to pop up into our consciousness, pop up into our mind, pop up into our being, and make us feel just 10 feet tall. Yes, meditation is wonderful. But we are oftentimes meditating on things that are not beneficial to us. We're oftentimes meditating on things that are tearing us down and that are not supporting the ideal that we have for ourselves. And perhaps it all comes back to one simple thought. What ideal do we have for ourselves? What is your ideal for yourself? What is my ideal for myself? What do I dream as a desire? Oh, I want to be rich, I want to be healthy, I want to be happy, I want to be surrounded by friends, I want to be so glorious in many different ways. Oh yes, those are things that we fantasize about and we dream about and we wish and we never experience it totally the way we'd like to. But what can we do about it? What can we do about it? Well, we go back to the statement, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As I think in my heart, so am I. As I think in my everyday thought, so am I. As I think in my actions, my words, my deeds, so am I. Now, you might think you're silly if you say, I'm independently wealthy, and you're not. You might think you're lying to yourself. Well, go ahead, lie. It's okay. Because what you're doing is you are reprogramming that self within you that has experienced a lack of wealth, a lack of abundance in your life, and you're reprogramming it to think about the possibility of being independently wealthy. Think about the possibility of having all of the abundance that satisfies all of your desires and your needs and your choices in life. You see, all of our lives, we have been either close or not close to abundance. And we have not enjoyed abundance because we have told ourselves that it is not ours. We are not it. The money that is in our family, that came from our father or our mother. It didn't come from us. It came from an aunt or an uncle. It came from some distant relative. And it really didn't belong to us. It was just sort of on loan to us. And we always thought that. Now, as we go through life, we eke out a living and we make do and we are satisfied with whatever we can accomplish. Whatever abundance we can experience in our life, we satisfy with that. And we don't realize that we are satisfied with just a little where we could be satisfied with a lot. Now, it's not that we want a lot, not that we need a lot, but it's kind of nice to have it floating around there to use any way that I want. So, if I'd like to have that in my world, I have to prepare for it. I have to believe in my heart that that is what I am. I have to believe in my heart. Well, I can't believe in my heart. How do I believe in my heart something I haven't got? Well, can you say, okay, that's $25, and the person comes in the door, and they want to buy your hat. That's $25. The come in the door, they want to buy your coat. You say, that's $25. They come in the door because you have a store and you're selling these things and you have a price tag on them, and you say that's what they're worth, and so please pay them. And so they do. They don't object at all because the price tag is on the clothing, and they pay that, and they get the clothing, and they pay their $25, and you are happy, and they are happy. Now, before you got the $25, you didn't have it. You gave something for the $25. You gave the coat or the hat. You sold it. You bartered, you exchanged, you sold it. But you asked for what it was you felt it was worth. Now, what do you think you're worth? Are you worth an infinite amount of money? Are you independently wealthy? Are you worth that? Well, if you're worth that, then you have to call that forth out of your infinite awareness within yourself that that is what you are worth. You are worth this independent amount of money. I'm independently wealthy. Now, as you put that cause in motion for yourself, as you ask that from your storehouse, as you ask that, then that is what is done. It is done unto you according to your belief. Whatever you have in your thought system. Now, are you worth being independently wealthy? Then ask for it. Claim it. Know it as part of your reality. Are you independently wealthy? Then know that that is what you experience in your life. That's what you experience in all of your undertakings. Whatever you want to claim for yourself, that's what you claim. Now, I have a statement which gets me going on lots of good things, and that statement is, I'm independently wealthy. And it's a nice statement. And then I have another statement, a statement that I use and enjoy very much. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. When I was 25, when I am 25, as I think about me being 25, I am agile, I'm getting around doing all sorts of beautiful things. I have a very fine body, a healthy body, a handsome body, a capable body, and I am doing all sorts of wonderful things. I am what I am. I am vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. I used to say I'm vital, dynamic, alive, and that was good. And that was fine. But the moment I threw the word, I'm 25, or whatever age delights me, the moment I threw that on there, I had a smile in my heart. I had a smile on my lips. I had a smile in my eyes. And I thought, yeah, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. And I would dance through life. I would walk up the pathways around my meditation park here. I would do all the things that made me feel very good. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And my dog would look up at me, and he's not concerned about the words that I'm saying, but he's concerned about the thought that is coming out of my heart. He's concerned about the joy that is bubbling over from my being. He's concerned about me being happy, happy, happy. Yes. Now, can I roll back the clock from wherever I am now to 25? No. Can I roll forward the clock from wherever I am now to 25? Children always like to say they're older than they are, you know. What can I do? How can I live in the concept that I want to live in? Well, to say I'm vital, dynamic, alive is a very powerful statement of being alive, alert, enthusiastic about life, jumping out of your chair, jumping into life, being happy, being joyous in every possible way. How great that is, really, how great that is. Now, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm 25. When I say a statement like that, I tickle inside of myself. I think, yeah. And then I rise to the bait. I rise to the call. And I am vital, dynamic, alive. I am happy. I am wonderful. I am living, a living example of it. No matter where I go, whether I go to see a professional doctor, and he looks at me and he says, "Boy, you are biodynamic alive. You are fantastic." He doesn't use those words, but he uses his medical terminology to say that I'm living in a healthy, wonderful body, and that I've got the joy of living with me. No matter whether I got a hangnail or whether I got a little problem here or there, it's immaterial. It's my attitude that makes me vital, dynamic, alive. My attitude that makes me 25, my attitude. And that attitude is a good, wonderful, dynamic attitude. Vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. Now I say it. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. 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 And as I say it, I move in rhythm with my statement. I move in harmony with what I am saying. I move so joyously in the attitude that I have in my heart that my body responds. It bubbles over with the joy that I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm 25. It bubbles over with the attitude. It bubbles over with this concept of me. And as it bubbles over, I am so happy. I am so joyful. I am so filled with peace and filled with harmony and filled with joy and filled with love. I am vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. Yes. Now, you say, they're just words. Yeah. But the universe is operated on whatever words you're thinking. The power of your thought, the power of your word, the power of my thought, the power of my word is infinite. Now, before I can accomplish anything in my life, I have to build up the awareness that it's already done. I have to build up the awareness that I live in the now and it is already done. I live in the realization that every dream, desire, goal, choice that I make is finished now. It is accomplished now. This is where the bugaboo comes in all of our lives. It's hard for us to say something is so when we know it's not so. Oh, now, that's the word that we want to work with. We want to know that it is so. And the only way we know that it is so is by practicing with the knowingness that it is so. Practicing in the awareness that it is done now, it is accomplished, it is fulfilled in every beautiful way. Now, as I walk around the path saying, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm 75, I'm vital, dynamic, alive, I'm 20, I bubble out, I reach out, my inner self says, yes, 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 I like that term, I like that phrase, I like that attitude, yes, 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 yes. And in my thought, I think of myself as 25. I think, what was I doing when I was 25? What was I doing when I was 25? I was working on a newspaper, and I was being a newspaper editor, and I was enjoying myself thoroughly. It was wonderful, and all of the memories come back of me being successful in my newspaper work and being happy in my newspaper work and my publisher being totally thrilled with the things that I was doing. And he was so thrilled, he and his family took off to go to Florida for almost a month. It was about 3+ weeks. And left me in charge, and I had only started about a month or two before as the editor of the publication. Wow, what an honor. I'm vital, dynamic, alive, and I'm in this vital, dynamic, alive, honored situation, in this delighted, appreciated situation, and I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm able to do it, and everything I do. And as my first publisher had said to me, he said, okay, now, here's the camera, go take it. And I said, well, how do you work this particular camera? And it was a speed graphic, and I worked it. And then, after that, I brought it back. He says, okay, now, develop a print and print it up. And, well, here I am. I had had a dark room when I was in high school, and I was doing these things as a kid, but I was not doing anything professionally. And here I had to do it professionally. Well, the camera took the picture, and the chemicals brought it out onto the paper and made it perfect. And I had to do maybe 2 or 3 times before I got it exactly the way I wanted it. But when I was done, there it was, all done, vital, dynamic, alive, beautiful, beautiful. And I showed it to my publisher, and he said, very good, very good. You're a photojournalist. You didn't even know you were a photojournalist. You're fantastic. And there he was, planting seeds in my mind as what he wanted me to do and how he wanted me to operate the newspaper that he owned. Yes, I was honored. I was uplifted, vital, dynamic, alive. I live in that consciousness. I live in that awareness. And every time I say I'm 25, my mind goes to my successes and my happinesses and my joys and all of the wonderful things that life has been for me. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. As you come up with a statement that means a lot to you, try it, any statement you like. Try a statement that tells you who you are. Are you whole and perfect? Are you living in your ideal spirit, mind, and body? Are you living as the most beautiful, fantastic expression of a human being? Do you live in your ideal body? Do you live in your body, which is ideal, 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 ideal? Or do you live in a body that has some hang-ups? Well, stop concentrating on the hang-ups. Start concentrating on the idealness of your being, of who you are. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. Oh, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. Wow, 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 wow. What a great statement to make. What a great attitude to have. What a great feeling to have about myself, my life, my world, who I am, what I am, and why I am it. That's my meditation. I meditate on those things that lift me up to the highest and the best that I'm able to be. And I keep doing it. And I keep changing it. But I keep loving it all the time. You have this same ability. You can do this yourself. Are you ready? Are you ready to do it? Are you ready to enjoy it? I know I'm ready to enjoy it. And I'm ready to enjoy it right now as I say, I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. And I say, I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.